to the first One Piece podcast episode. We got Big Turk here. We got Bug Hunter. Thanks for coming, guys. This means a lot. This is the first of hopefully many One Piece podcasts. Because we got a lot to talk about for One Piece. I'm not going to lie. It's just too much, bro. It's endless. But today, the topic we wanted to talk about was what we think the One Piece is. Theories of what we think it is. Spoiler warnings. So, if you guys want to go ahead, or you want me to start first?
Bro, I think it's better for you to start because you're caught up on you.
All right.
So, I think it's better for you to start because I can build off my theory off of your theory.
All right, we'll do that. So, my theory of what I think the One Piece is, my theory is that the One Piece is all the pieces of land put together into one piece, into one giant continent. And the reasoning that is not a thing right now is because the world is controlled by Emu right now. And I have another theory about Emu, how I believe Emu is the ocean that ate a devil fruit. And that's why devil fruit people can't swim. And that Emu is controlling the ocean and making the world flood. And that is confirmed by Vegapunk in Egghead. Huge spoiler. But he says that the world is sinking, and it has been for many years. And that has to be Emu. And if the world was not sinking, maybe all of the land would be connected into one somehow. I don't know. That's my theory about the One Piece.
Ooh, heavy, heavy. You want to go for Emu? Because I don't think he's been introduced where I'm in.
You definitely have seen Emu, glimpses of Emu. There's actually hints of Emu all the way back to Skypiea.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Now, building off of your theory, I do agree that all the lands were somehow unified and the water is somehow rising. But I think this is due to some sort of, like, machinery or some sort of thing that they're controlling. But it's something that is, like, so beyond our comprehension that it's literally stupidly, like, laughable at. That's why, because I just finished the bit where they show Roger going to the island, and he laughed when he found out everything. They laughed for like 2 or 3 days or something like that. So I think it's something that is like so beyond our comprehension that is like, It's literally doesn't make sense. To them, it was like a joke. It is literally a joke because it's so powerful that no one could, they couldn't control it. They wouldn't be able to handle it themselves. They basically couldn't handle the fact that they were chasing after this thing for so long that they basically went to lunacy.
They weren't ready for it. And I think they're not the ones that were supposed to get it. That's what's so funny. That, like, it wasn't meant for them. It's meant for someone else. And it was looping his crew or something. Vegapunk says they're the ones that's supposed to get it.
Yeah, they knew that. They knew that, though. They found that out later. They knew that because of that prophecy mermaid girl. Because she told them that. She basically told them that the world was going to change in like 20 years or something. And it was definitely destined for Luffy to get it. But by the way, feel free to spoil stuff. But I know that there's something to do with this Joy Boy character, which I think is like what Luffy is basically going to evolve into. He's like some sort of reincarnation of this Joy Boy character that keeps being mentioned all over around. And there's a certain part where they're fighting in Wano, and one of the Yakuza bosses goes, Luffy goes into Gear 4, and one of the Yakuza bosses goes, oh my god, he looks like one of the Guardians. So Luffy, there's something within the Gum Gum fruit or something, or maybe even all the fruits, that is like ancient and mystical. And in specific with the Gum Gum fruit, I believe there's some sort of, they have some sort of god power, which we know that from Gear 5, that he has some sort of god power. And I think that's what gives him the power to control whatever the One Piece may be. And it's not just that. I don't think it's just one fruit. I think it's multiple fruits. So it's not just one group of people. Not just one person, I mean, that should get it. It's like a group of people with specific fruits. You know, they need to evolve past a certain level to be able to get it. And throughout the whole of One Piece, we see Luffy and Kid and Law, and we get all these mentions about the people with the D name. And I think it has something to do with that. Those people, they're going to come into play really soon, I think, if they haven't already, because I'm not caught up. I'm still in Wano, full disclaimer. Yeah, and I think they're going to be able to find out what it is and control it. But I don't think that's the end. I don't think we're going to get to the end of One Piece and it's going to be like, oh, we found the One Piece and they lived happily ever after. Like, there's going to be like major, major conflict, you know? But yeah, what do you think?
I agree. Partially agree. I think the D clan will all get together in some way or form, the ones that we have remaining and that we know about. I think they will all get together to fight the world government, and they'll make an alliance, as we see right now, or we see Wano and Dressrosa. That you can make an alliance with someone even if you don't really like them, like Kid does with Luffy and Law, like Law does in the beginning with Luffy. And as long as you have same enemy, it will work out. So I think that the D clan will all make an alliance, an uneasy alliance, to take out Emu once they find out Emu's alive. And then I think that's going to start like the big great war. It's not going to be for the One Piece, quote unquote. It's going to be just, some people are going to want to take Emu's spot, like Blackbeard. And then some people are just going to want the world to be let to do what they want, like Luffy. And then other people are just going to fall in line with that, like Law.
You think it's like a huge like D clan versus world government, like alliance? The whole world erupts, like everyone's running.
100%. But the thing that they keep mentioning about the D people is that it's not that they're all rebellious. They keep mentioning that they have the spirit to shape the world. So in Blackbeard's case, because his name is like Marshall D. Teach or something, and yes, he, in his case, he's going to use it for the evil, right? Luffy's case, he wants liberation. Law, he wants justice. He wants good stuff in the world because he suffered so much when he was young with that whole like white disease thing, with the skin disease. And I don't know what, but I think Kid is going to come into play as well in some shape or form. He's going to contribute something. I don't know if he has D in his name or not, but I think it's very, very likely. But one thing is as well is, I want to see how Shanks comes into play. Because I don't understand the reasoning behind Shanks delaying seeing Luffy after all this time. Like, Luffy is like worth so much right now, and Shanks is just kind of like not caring, pretty much. throughout all the way up until Wano, Shanks didn't care a single bit, you know? So I don't know where it's going, and I'm open to suggestions. If you guys know more, like, please let me know.
My personal theory for Shanks is that my personal theory for Shanks and Buggy is that because they're on the Roger crew, they know where the One Piece is at, right, and what it is. They just know we can't, it's not up for us, right? It's not, we don't have the, we're not the MCs of the story. That's why Buggy stayed in the East Blue, in my opinion, because he wanted to go after Captain John's treasure, because he says, I don't want that treasure. I already know what that one is. I want to get my own treasure, put it on my own hands. And I also think that's what Shanks means when he says, give me back the hat when you become a great pirate. Because of, spoilers, at the end of Wano, when Luffy becomes a Yonko, he still doesn't see Luffy as a great pirate. And at that time, there's the only one thing else you can be after Yonko, is that's just Pirate King. Like, this is just Yonko, Pirate King, and that's really it. So I think he's like, I personally know where the One Piece is at, and I want to meet you on the island. Once we meet on the island, you can give me my hat back, because then that would prove you are the chosen one. And that also why I think he doesn't really, Shanks and Buggy, again, don't really do anything at all, because they both know where it's at. And that's why Shanks just goes around stopping people, right? Like, I want to say it's Wano or Egghead, one of those two. It is told to us that when Kid goes and fights the redhead pirates, Ben Beckman takes off Kid's arm, and he's like, there you go. I take it as, and then we also see when, in Marineford, Shanks is like the new generation. Like, he wants a new generation to stand up. And he just wants to be a guiding force for them.
Okay, you think Buggy and Shanks might know where the One Piece is? True, that is a possibility. You think that they all would actually pull up to Laugh Tale and like they all have all four of them just fight, like like them and their crew, everyone, like that's the battleground.
Dude,
okay,
go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
No,
I was gonna say, no, yeah.
Sorry.
All right, Buck. You go. You good?
Yeah, I think they have to, because throughout this whole time they've just been like teasing and saying all this stuff. So I guess they kind of like have to, even if it's not for them as a character, I think it's kind of like Oda like showing us like something big is coming, and when that big thing comes, these guys are going to be a part of it. And I think in some way, there's a chance that they might be controlling this generation, because they already know what the treasure is. They already know where the treasure is, and they already know who the treasure's for. So they know, okay, this is not for us, but how can I use this to my advantage? You know?
Do they really know what it is, though? Because they never seen it. They never win.
They would have somehow found out. Like, they were a part of the crew. And that's undeniable. There's no way that they wouldn't have just, like, not told them, you know? But that's what I think.
Yeah, it's deep. That stuff's deep. But in Egghead, Vegapunk, as he's dying, he says that Luffy and his crew have to go get the One Piece. It's them. Just confirmed it.
What do you think, Turk?
So, Bug, you wanted to know more about Emu?
Yeah.
So, Emu has appeared throughout the series, and in I see it going all the way back to Skypiea, Sky Island. The story goes all the way back there. So when they're on the island, there is a statue that they find, and they mention how it's like the god or something. It's like Earth. This is a depiction of, I think this is a depiction of Emu. And then later on, we see Enel and his, by the way, Enel is my favorite character from One Piece. But we see Enel and the ship, the golden ship that he took to fly to the moon.
Yeah.
And the face also has the same structure as the statue that we've seen earlier. It's the same structure. So I think that's a depiction of Emu, of what they look like.
What is your biggest annoyance with One Piece at the moment? Like, the thing that happened in the story that you feel like they did it kind of dead? Because to me, it was Killing Ace.
I don't know. I mean, that's... a powerful one, but you know what, I like how it's going so far. I don't really have any complaints, to be honest. Anything can happen. Like, One Piece is more of like a fun adventure, make you laugh type of anime story, so anything
can happen. Yeah, I know what you mean, but to me it was like, you know, Ace was my favorite character from the first time that I saw him. From the first time he got introduced. Yeah. And literally from the get-go. And I remember how I found out that Ace died. I had just started reading One Piece and I met Ace and I thought, oh, this guy's really cool. Let me Google him and try and find some wallpapers from my phone or something. You know? And you know how Google does that autofill thing, you know? So I did the Googling, and then I was like, oh, Ace. And then the first thing that pops up is like Ace death. And I was like, damn, like, I can't believe this. I just met this character and he died.
Wow.
It was insane. It was literally how I found out. And I got to the point, and I'm not going to lie to you, like, Marineford, in my opinion, is, like, the best arc. Like, it's an amazing arc. But I don't like how they don't kill practically almost anyone throughout the whole show, throughout the whole series. And then one of the best characters, they killed them for character development for Luffy. So that Luffy would finally recognize that he's not on the same level as the other emperors and the other pirates. Like, I don't know. That's a grievance.
Huh. Man, I had something I was going to say about that, but it slipped my mind. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you like Sabo more now?
I like Sabo, but Sabo hasn't really shown up much. He showed up in Dressrosa, and
he shows up more.
He showed up a little bit in when they had the reverie or something, and I think he got captured. Yeah, he got captured, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I can't remember any more from Sabo. Sabo only shows up in flashbacks, Dressrosa.
But in the manga, you haven't got to that part though, with the reverie.
No, it showed up a little bit. Yeah, it showed up a little bit because it's before Wano. It's in between Wano. So it shows a little bit where they're talking about how the seven warlords have been disbanded. And now the world power is shifting, and how Sabo tried to infiltrate the reverie and he got caught or something, and they were trying to control the news headline. So it showed up a little bit, but okay. There's one scene. there's one scene that really bugs me, that happens in the manga. And it's literally just one panel. And it's like, it's in the reverie. It's in the reverie, and the elders or whatever, they're talking. They're in a room or whatever. That's all they do. They stay in that room and talk. And then Shanks comes in, and he's like, yo, we need to talk about something. And then that's okay. All you see. That's
okay. Okay, you know
and
what?
And I was
I'm gonna make sure to put a picture of that in the description on the site this episode, because I know exactly what you're talking about. The thing is, there's two things. The first thing is, in that scene, Shanks does not have the scar on his eye. Okay. The second thing.
Okay.
In one of the latest chapters in the manga, we see there's a double page spread at the end of the chapter, and it has like a bunch of characters, and it's like, they're all thinking about the One Piece or some shit all at the same time or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, boom, even Emu's on it, Luffy, Shanks, this and that. And then there's like a shadowy figure at the bottom close to Emu. And it looks like Shanks's sword. And then I think there's like another one of like, it looks like Shanks, but Shanks is already on the double page spread. Why would they put him twice? You know what I mean?
But
they put one of each character. Why would they put him twice?
On that double scene page got spread. Me wondering.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Shanks? Like, Shanks pulls up with all the confidence to talk to the world leaders of the
world. But was it Shanks, though? Was it really Shanks? Or was it like a twin brother or something? That's another theory. Because you don't see the scar on his face.
I have seen that theory.
Like, he doesn't have like a devil fruit that we don't know about, does he?
No. He's got haki.
Okay. Just haki, yeah. Okay.
He is swordsman.
I don't understand also how Shanks commands so much power and so much respect. Like, in Marineford, he ends the fight. Like, he pulls up and they say, okay, time to go home. Shanks has arrived. I don't understand that.
Because that's more not of his power, but of his blood. It's told to us that he is a... It's told to us, like, in film Red, that he is a celestial dragon.
Yes.
So he's like Doflamingo, right? Like, he can just say... He has the power to say stuff or tell people to do stuff. And unfortunately, if you're higher up in the Marines, you just have to do what he says. You might get mad. Like, that's why he says the war is over. And then they all look at him like... That's why the captains below are like, you're a pirate, we don't listen to you. But that's why Sengoku says, oh, I guess the war is over now because the Celestial Dragon came. And, you know, once they say the war is over, then I can do about it.
He is a Celestial Dragon. That's the thing. That's crazy he has the upper hand as a Celestial Dragon.
Oh,
it's like he's just playing games. It's like he's just playing games with... Yeah, it's later in after Wano, I think, they tell us.
Because I watched the movie Red, but when I watched it, it was... I don't even think I was in Marineford at the time.
I didn't even watch film Red. I need to. I really, really do. But I'm caught up on the manga.
I was like, all you need to do, at least if you're like, because I just read the manga. I just read the manga, and I just like watch the special scenes. Like, I want to see animated. If all the things that are canon from the movie is that Alti is a real character. She is real in the One Piece world. And Shanks is a Celestial Dragon.
Damn. Yeah.
That's the only like two major things from that movie that are canon. Everything else is just, you know, fun to watch.
Yeah.
I guess he's just, but he's very different from Doflamingo. He could have gone really wrong.
No, he is.
Well, I would say that's, you know, brought up to your upbringing, right? You know, like if you're raised by jerks 99% of the time, you will become a jerk yourself. If you're raised by good people, you should be a good person. Theoretically.
I agree.
So, yeah, man. If Shanks is a celestial dragon, why aren't some of the other celestial dragons powerful like him? Well, we see Saint Garling. Is that his name?
Yeah.
That's Shanks' father. He's a, what is it? The knight? He's a holy knight. Yeah. A holy knight. And this guy is like crazy, like he's got the genetics from him. But he could always have siblings. So
I think we're ever gonna get a background.
What was that?
You think we're ever gonna get a background on Shanks?
Oh, for sure. You know, I know eventually at some point, like towards the end of the story, we're gonna have to get a background of everything, like all the way back to the first Devil Fruit, Joy Boy story. Like we're gonna get all that. I think that's coming soon. Maybe 2026.
I assume so. I assume when we get the Elbaf, they are gonna explain
pretty much everything you
know about the fruit.
Yeah.
That's why when I hear people say like Elbaf is about to be short, I'm like, nah, Elbaf, we about to be there for a good 2 years. About to be just like Dressrosa.
You think Elbaf is going to be a long one? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yo.
Did he cut?
I think he disconnected. I think he's...
Oh, that's my fault. Yeah. What I was going to say is that there's only two arcs. Like, the Oda was, like, was throwing in your face pre-time skip. And that was Wano and Elbaf. So, and we see how long Wano is. That arc, that went on for a good year and a half. 2 years, I think. So I don't see why the other arc that he's so excited to write about won't go even longer.
You think Usopp's gonna die in Elbaf?
No, I think Usopp's gonna be the first one to do what you call his dream. Because his dream is just to be a brave warrior to sea. Yeah. And if you're a commander of a Yonko's crew, would you not be like a brave warrior of the sea?
I mean, yeah. You think he's gonna be the first one to complete his goal, his dream?
Yeah. I think someone are gonna be like, yo, you're a brave warrior. Like, someone's gonna tell him that. He's like, hey, man. You spin. Like, I beat two Yonkos. Or not, you know, I helped beat two Yonkos. I helped do this. I helped do that. We fought it. You know what? I mean, you might be spinning. I might be a brave warrior to see. Like, I've done things many other men cannot say they have done at all.
Yeah. So you're saying Usopp's the first one that'll hit it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like, yeah.
I think someone's going to help. And then that's how he's going to, I think that's going to be his quote-unquote power-up is going to, might be just, it's the confidence he needs. Because we see that Usopp has the power to hurt and can hurt people, and he has the power, like, when he needs to, he has observation hockey and everything. He just needs the confidence behind his power, which I think Elbaf should just be like, hey, here's the confidence, man.
I just want to shout out to Covert and here in the Discord. He didn't make it today, but we were talking about Usopp the other day. He's like, man, fuck Usopp. He hates him. I'm like, I love Usopp. I think he's cool.
Yo.
But Oda has been hinting that Usopp would die. Like, there's like some hints. And I mean, someone from the crew might die. Like, that's a possibility. I think like after Elbaf and we hit like a giant war, or maybe during Elbaf, there would be a giant war. Maybe Usopp will die. Maybe after he completed his dream. I think Usopp's cool.
So, what do you like about Usopp?
Well, he's funny, you know, like he definitely brings in some funny moments.
Okay.
But he's...
While we're at it, what did you guys think of the One Piece show, like on Netflix?
It was good. It was good, but it was, some stuff was weird. Like, didn't Nami, she never had a baton or a stick until like later, like, but suddenly in the beginning she starts off with the stick like a weapon or something. Like, that was different. They did the
Garp stuff.
They did the fighting with the one pirate. They did that one weird. Like, they didn't even bring the Michael Jackson guy with the hypnosis, right?
Hmm.
Like,
Jungle.
Yeah. They didn't even bring that guy in. They cut like a bunch of stuff out, and they changed the whole story up to be like just with the house.
Yeah, I mean that happens in series, to be fair. They spend a lot of money making that. But yeah, I like that version of Usopp. I like the Usopp from the series. I thought it was pretty decent.
I liked it. Yeah, it was good. For sure, they're doing another season very long. They're probably recording as we speak. Yeah, Zoro was cool. I like Sanji. Sanji was fucking really cool.
Sanji was good. He was voted favorite. He was voted favorite.
The actor did really good. He did really good. I feel like the Luffy actor. Hey, bro, if you're listening to this, what's his name?
Izaki or something. Or Inaki.
Inaki.
I'm pretty sure his name is like Inaki something. Wait.
Yes, Inaki Godoy or Godoy. Inaki, yeah. Godoy, yo, bro. If you're listening to this, bro, you did great, but like my perspective of how Luffy should be, like my favorite moments at least, are like just the goofy, like silly, like just completely like brain rot Luffy. Like he's just dumb. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like one of my favorite moments from Luffy was when in the Sky Island or Skypiea, he literally was like, everyone split up in the forest. And Luffy starts walking on his own or something, and he knows he's lost or whatever, I don't know. But he has a stick, and he has a little the little pouch at the end of the stick, you know, with all his stuff in it. And he slings it back over his shoulder, and he's walking and he's singing. And in the Japanese sub, he's like singing some like song or something. And it's just like super, it's just really funny. That type of Luffy, that type of vibes from Luffy was awesome.
You know, from the manga, I like it when he gets serious. I like that scene where, you know, Nami's crying, and he just gives her his hat, and he's just like, "We're gonna handle this,
gentlemen." Like, this has been fun, but I do have to go.
All right, thanks for stopping by, Big Turk.
My pleasure. See you later, bro. I'll be here for the next episode.
All right, sounds good, man. All right,
like. personally, I like it when he's about business because he has that aura. He has that level where he motivates you. Even when you're reading the manga, you're just reading it and you're just kind of like, oh, he's about to do something big. You know, like it gets you hyped. It gets you hyped. Definitely. Like I took a screenshot today. Let me send it. Of this. This is just something that I just read. Darren Wano. Right. Let me set it up. Darren Wano. And they just go, it looks like we're in hell. And then he just goes, that suits me just fine. I've been to hell and back a few times already. It's home territory. And Kato just goes, that's it, Straw Hat. The light never leaves your eyes, does it? And it's just, to me, it's just...
It's demonic, bro. That's like some demonic stuff going on. Honestly, some of the stuff they animated but like when you get to Egghead, there's a fight with one of the Seraphim, and they absolutely make them look super demonic. Because you got to remember, it's devil fruits. Like, there's a lot of satanic stuff going on.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I mean, if we look at spoilers, if we look at... I posted some images in the Discord. It's the Gorosei spawning. They literally spawned somewhere and they literally put pentagrams on the ground, kind of like Naruto when they do the summoning jutsu. It's like that, but it's like reverse summoning or something.
Oh, and I can see it.
There's like black smoke, like Luffy has white smoke around him. And when we see the Lucci fight, he has black smoke, like the Gorosei.
The Lucci fight, the second fight doesn't make sense to me.
The second fight? When they fight together?
Oh, I didn't even know they fight together. Like, it was something, I saw something about Lucci, and I think they were going to fight against each other. And I saw a meme about it today, and they go, Lucci goes, so how's that gear? What is it, gear second of yours? And Luffy's like, what? I'm on gear 5 now, bro. I was like, I saw that and I was like, bro, I don't know why, but I found that shit so funny.
Lucci is no match for gear 5. No match. He's like, Lucci like prepared himself for, he was trying to prepare himself for like gear 4 or whatever. And then he saw the Gear 5 in like the one poster or something. But I'm really glad that we're finally done with Egghead and we're about to hit Elbaf. I think that's the greatest thing. I think that Usopp is actually going to be like a commander for the Giants. Like, imagine, like, all the Giants join the Straw Hat crew. Like, they're their own group, but they join.
They're like, and
Usopp's their commander.
Like part of the fleet.
Yeah, and Usopp goes with them. Like, if everyone splits up and has their own fleet, Zoro has his own fleet, you know, this and that. And it's like Usopp gets his own fleet, and he's with all the Giants. He just splits off and goes with them. I think that would be cool. Chopper and his bounty too. Like, that's like a running gag. the pet of an emperor. It's going for like $1,000.
I mean, he's just a doctor, right? And they don't know much about his ability. Most of them haven't seen him turn monster.
I mean, I guess some people have, but like, bruh, like, you know. It's just a running gag. They're like, oh, he's just a pet. All right, I think I'm gonna cut the episode now. Thanks everyone for listening. This was the first One Piece podcast episode. Hopefully, if you guys want to join for more, hopefully you guys will be here. Just join the Discord. We got a lot to talk about for One Piece, and you know, anyone's welcome to come in and be a host and record your own episodes, and you know, have access to posts on the website. So anyone's welcome to post podcasts. We're available on Spotify and YouTube and onepiecepod.com. Thank you for coming. Catch you later.